Holy heck, you're a nerd.
She is a nerd.
Nerd.
I can see you wiggling in your seat with excitement.
It's
We all struggle, let's be honest here.
She keeps baseball bats in the back of her car to break people's knees. It's just a warning.
That... She opened this weird, like, alien ball of cheese. Like, it was like this egg, and she cracked it open, and, like, the cheese baby was inside, and she put it all over our pizza.
What the heck? Hi, everybody. Welcome to Tie-Dye and Gelato. I'm Bailey.
I'm Corey.
I'm Sienna.
And I'm Angela.
Yes, you are.
And today, we're going to be doing part two of our affirmations episode.
Yeah, because that was fun. Me and Corey got showered in compliments. It was wonderful.
So now you're so clean.
So now we get to shower the others in compliments.
Yay!
Just kidding. So, you know you're excited.
On that, Bailey,
I can see you wiggling in your seat with excitement.
Yeah.
Who do we start with?
Bailey.
No, we'll start with Angela.
No. Catch a tiger by the toe. Alphabetical order.
Oh,
great.
Okay.
Alphabetical order. Angela's just so... Sorry.
Angela.
Oh, is you were going to say?
I was just going to say, Angela is pretty neat.
Oh,
I'd say she's like above average in some respects.
In height?
That's true.
Her legs are extra long.
They are extra long. Miles. We've talked about Miles on this podcast. They are glorious to behold.
Okay.
Angela, in our last episode, already mentioned this about me, but we just like have such a dumb sense of humor, and I really do appreciate that. When she was gone in Lithuania, oh wait, it wasn't Lithuania, it was Estonia.
Why'd you say that?
I was looking at Bailey as I said it because she kept going with, wasn't it Lithuania?
No, you thought, Bailey thought it was Ethiopia.
Oh, Ethiopia. See, Lithuania, I can't even remember.
Lithuania is a lot closer than Estonia. Oh. I mean, to Estonia.
Anyways, sorry for hating on you, Bailey. It's not your time to be showered in compliments yet. Anyways, Angela, when she was gone, for me, it was just like something was missing. Like I connect really well with Sienna and Bailey, but like just in different ways. And we just don't vibe the same way that Angela and I do. So it's like, I need some sort of a crazy, like honestly crazy energy in our friend group. And Angela really brings that for me. Just like go along with the stupid jokes or the stupid things that I say, or maybe even fight me, like have a fist fight real quick. She provides that for me, and I just appreciate the ridiculousness so much. Just like we kind of feed off of each other, which may become unhealthy sometimes, but I really do appreciate that about Angela. Aside from that, like we do always have such deep and like meaningful conversations with each other. Angela, like I don't like sharing my emotions very much, but Angela, just the way that she presents herself when we are like being serious is just such a welcoming manner. And just like, she always has really good advice and like always brings it back around to like the important things like Jesus Christ and God and like maintaining your connection with them. And so she's a really big example for me in that, just always reminding me of like the most important things in this life. So I love all those things about Angela, and I appreciate her friendship, your friendship. I appreciate your friendship, Angela. I just said all of those things like you weren't here. I appreciate you and your friendship so much. You have no idea.
Aw, thanks, Corey.
That was so cute.
That was really sweet.
I think Angela, for me at least, the way I, like if I were to put a aura around you, I guess, it's honestly
black.
Like my soul.
Wow. What I'm going to say is the complete opposite of that. I was going to say like just it's just like a ray of light, honestly, wherever you walk into. And I think it's because, I don't know if it's because of you're just like so happy and bubbly, but every time like I see you, I'm just like, there's Angela. And you just, you know, walk over, whether it's, you know, dancing over or whatever. But honestly, I just like, whenever I see you, I just always see like this gorgeous, like very bright light. And it's really nice to have that in my life.
And I love you.
Aw, thanks.
I could talk about Angela for hours upon hours. I truly could. There's so many things that I love and respect about you, Angela. Corey already hit on a lot of them because you are somehow the craziest of us all, but also the most grounded.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm getting nods. Like, it's hard to describe, but like, you know how to laugh. You know how to make people laugh. You know how to have fun.
You also know what you're about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all of that isn't like based on anything shallow. It's like, you really just know. You've got it. Whatever it is, Angela, you've got it. And you just know, like, what you're about. Sorry, go on, Sienna.
Angela just
now she's dancing.
Shimmying.
She got it.
She got it. Whatever it is, she got it.
Yeah, like, you see the world, I think, in a very clear and profound way. And you are not distracted by, like, worldly things, I guess. You are just, it, like Corey said, you know what you're about. You know where your priorities lie. You know what your goals are in life. And I think that that's really admirable and awesome.
You're going to make me cry.
Do it.
Good.
Sucking it back up into the other eyeball.
Angela is also our chef friend. And I freaking love that. Every time you cook, I just don't like even care that anybody else is cooking. I'm sorry. You guys do make good food sometimes, but Angela, just like whenever she makes something, I just know it's going to be good. Not just good. It's going to be like top freaking tier. It's that good. The apple pie she made. I don't like pie crust very much, but Angela's apple pie, holy freak, was it good. Even the crust. Her stuffed mushroom. I hate mushrooms. And I ate one last night. I was like, oh my gosh, mushrooms aren't even that bad. Which I usually hate them a lot. The pizza pot pie. What was that thing called?
A galette.
The galette. I even like the goat cheese. And the alien cheese. She opened this weird, like, alien ball of cheese. Like, it was like this egg, and she cracked it open, and, like, the cheese baby was inside, and she put it all over our pizza.
What the heck?
I mean, our pizza pot pie. Oh, but that was really good. Just everything Angela has made us is delicious.
For those who are wondering, it's burrata. It's just burrata cheese.
Just alien cheese. Burrata cheese.
The egg cheese baby.
What the heck?
Something I love about Angela, and I think that we owe her, I think that we all owe her a lot, is that she puts in the work to keep our friendship together. And I honestly don't know if our group would have stuck together if it weren't for the efforts of Angela. Because she values the people in her life, and she values the friendships that she has. And so, I mean, this podcast was her idea. This was Angela's idea. She keeps us together, and she's willing to put in the work to keep us together. And so I really appreciate that, and I'm really grateful for that, because I treasure these friendships. And I know that Angela does too. And I know, because she puts in the effort, that she values me, that she values the friendship that she and I have. And I so appreciate that. I so appreciate that effort and that work to be there, to be available. So we all live in Provo. Angela doesn't. Angela lives in Heber. That's like a 40 minute drive. And she makes that drive almost weekly for us, you know, and we don't ever go up there, but she is often the one who reaches out, and she will make the drive for us. And I have never felt unloved or unvalued by Angela. And I really appreciate that.
I love you guys.
She also is good with, like, not just us, but our other friends as well. Like, we do a Friendsgiving every year, and Angela just took it upon herself. She was like, okay, well, we have a lot of people that are going out of town or, like, that are moving away, and I want to do one last thing, so let's do something big on our, and she posted that in our group chat, and everyone was like, yeah, let's do it. And so just even the intent to get together with other people as well, other people that, you know that she loves them. And it's not just, like, her close group of friends, but it's everyone who she knew. This is all high school friends, that we're doing Friendsgiving with. And so all of them and their spouses and their kids. So it's just you can tell that she genuinely loves everybody. And
yeah, that's good. I guess.
Except for the people I hate.
Don't get on Angela's bats.
I also want to just...
There's baseball bats waiting for you.
She will break your knees. She keeps baseball bats in the back of her car to break people's knees, just as a warning.
That's not true. I haven't quite bought the baseball bat yet.
Well, she will.
She will keep them in the back of her car. Don't let other people know
that. I also just... I really admire Angela's commitment to serving God. And Corey talked about this a little bit. But for those of you who don't know, in October, Angela is going to go live in Estonia for 2 years as part of a mission trip. Mm-hmm. And then she'll come back for 6 months. That's the plan. And then go back for another 2 years. Mm-hmm. And she and I have talked about that. I remember when she first told me, my initial reaction was, don't go. Those were the first words out of my mouth. I was like, no, you can't. Because the thought of losing Angela was physically painful to me. Like it's hard for me to realize that I'm going to lose you for essentially 5 years. I mean, I guess you'll be back in the middle, but 4 years, 4 full years, I won't have Angela nearby. And that was really hard for me to come to grips with. But then she explained to me all of her reasons. She was like, I feel called overseas. I feel called to help people find light in their lives. And she's going to go do that because of that, because she loves the Lord. And her commitment and also her bravery to do that is really, really inspiring and so beautiful. And I want to be like Angela when I grow up.
Aw, I want to be like you when I grow up.
You can put babies in people's
stuff. Okay. Already done.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Sometimes I wish that we had cameras in this podcast so people could see
the facial expressions.
Mostly just Spencer's facial expressions.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good.
Yes.
Okay, moving on to Bailey.
Bailey.
What to say about Bailey?
Bailey.
Oh, Bailey. We love you so much.
I love you too.
That's it.
Literally, like I don't even know where to start. I know. With just you, Bailey. There is so much to love about Bailey.
Mm-hmm. I can start.
Do it.
Good.
I just said I can't. I'm not going to. Oh. Just kidding. Bailey is probably one of the safest people that I know.
Mm. Yeah.
You really make me feel safe. I feel like I can come to you when I'm struggling. And like I said earlier, like, I don't really share like how I'm doing, but Bailey, I don't want to say you're mother-like because you're my friend, but you're very like caring and caring's not even a good word. You're very invested in my life and in your friends' lives. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand how you do it, but you keep up with so many people and still have time for like our group. Mm-hmm. You go out and you do things with your family and with your other friends. And still just like, I have such an amazing relationship with you. And I struggle just to maintain like the 3 friendships that I have. And I don't talk to my parents or my family as often as I feel like I should. So it's just like, I just think you have such an incredible way with people, mm-hmm. just to connect with them, to make them feel loved. And like, you are putting work into their life. And it, just seeing you, you have such a hard time letting go of people too. Mm-hmm. I've seen you have like rough relationships and you stick them out until you really just can't bear anymore. And it's at that point, you don't give up. But you like seek advice, like, what should I do? And it's usually other people who are like, well, you should probably leave the relationship. That's not like a thought that comes to your mind naturally. Mm-hmm. You just are so dedicated and devoted to the people in your life. I absolutely love that about you. Mm-hmm. I mm-hmm. think you're so incredible.
Yeah.
And like you were saying about Angela, I've always thought this about you, but you're just like a light. Actually, in high school, I thought you were annoying. But since we've been back.
We were friends in high school.
We were friends. But I thought most people were annoying. But since we both like grown so much and I've matured, it's probably mostly me just maturing a lot more. I've just noticed just like a light in like your countenance, in your words, in your personality, in the way you treat others. You are very just, there's a word in Spanish, brillar. It's like, it's not brilliant, but it's like.
To shine.
It's like shining, but shining's not like a good word in English, but you do shine. Maybe it is a good word in English. You shine.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Aww. Yeah, that is so true. Like, something that always sticks out to me is Bailey somehow keeps up with everybody. And I'm like, I don't know how she has the capacity for that. But frequently I am like, oh, I wonder, I'm like, haven't talked to this person in a while. Bailey's like, oh, they're doing this. And I talked to them recently. And I was like, how, like, either they won't communicate with me when I try, or like, I have not even thought to contact them because that was a relationship that was nice when it lasted, but I kind of moved on. And your capacity to love people is phenomenal. Like, I just don't understand how you love people so well. And it's admirable, and I wish I had that. And you're beautiful and super talented, too. Yeah.
I think you have one of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard.
You do have a beautiful voice.
Bailey is incredibly talented. That was, like, my first impression of her because I saw her in the school musical before I even knew her. And it's like, holy cow, this girl can tap dance and sings like an angel and is gorgeous and, like, has such a stage presence. And in high school, everyone loves you. Like, I had friends in high school, but not everyone loved me. They're like, that's a weird girl who, like, drinks Martinelli's and sits on the bench. Sits in the costume room and writes lists about people she doesn't like. That only happened once, but it's fine.
Once was enough.
That's funny.
So, yeah, you are just, everyone wants to be your friend because of the way you shine.
I'll take them. Come on in. There's my singing voice.
Come on in.
Listen to how beautiful she sounds.
Come on.
Yeah, Bailey, you've got such a big heart. And when you love somebody, you love them. Mm-hmm. You love them. And you know how to love. And that's really cool. No, but really, like you are so sensitive to the needs of others. Your heart is so sensitive, I think. And I've always found it really amazing just how much you are able to give to others and how much you love. Mm-hmm. Also, I just want to add, you are hilarious. Mm-hmm. You are so funny. Like, you make me laugh so hard all the time. Like, we'll just be sitting there and I'll look up and all of a sudden she's twerking.
We mentioned me twerking a lot.
It's because it's beautiful. Thank you. And the proper term is butt shucking.
No.
Yes. No, I was honestly thinking the same thing. I feel like we've talked about, you know, Sienna and my weird dance moves, or Corey and my weird cards that we send each other to people. And like, I feel like we have more, like, obscure humor that we find hilarious. But Bailey is, like, so funny because, like, a lot of the time she seems more, quote-unquote, normal. And then you look up or she says something and you're just like, what in the world? How could that have come from, like, the most graceful, beautiful lady? And you're, like, on the floor laughing.
For real, though.
You are so funny. And it's because it's, like, surprising that it makes it even more funny.
Oh, you wouldn't know it, but Bailey's humor is potty humor.
Yeah. Oh, it's so true.
100%.
It's so bad. I get it. That's for my parents, for sure. My parents are potty humor parents. And so we're a potty humor family.
And so, like, and that kind of comes out of the blue and it's unexpected, which makes it even funnier. Mm-hmm. I think that you are hilarious. You make me laugh so hard every day, and I'm so grateful for that. I get to live with you, and every day I find myself laughing with you, and that's something that I need. I need that laughter, and you provide it. You provide a lot of things for me, Bailey. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know where I would be in life without mm-hmm. you, because you are a rock to me. Mm-hmm. I rely on you, and you're always there. If I need to talk, you're there, and you're listening, and I know that you care. When I tell you about things that I'm going through, I know that you care. When I tell you about successes that I've had, I know that you care. And it never feels like you're just kind of listening because you have to. You're listening because you love me. And I can never tell you how grateful I am for that.
One of the qualities that I admire about Bailey that I wish I had, or that I admire about you that I wish I had, is to be happy for other people's successes. Mm. I honestly, like, jealousy is such a big, one of my biggest, like, cardinal sins. But you, someone tells you, like Sienna said, we tell you about our successes and you just could not be happier for any of us or for anybody. I think that's so amazing. And I also love how we can bond over Star Wars. Bailey's a diehard Star Wars fan.
Oh, I love it.
Star Wars can do no wrong. She watched the Kenobi series and loved it. And I was like, that was garbage. Except for the Darth Vader fight scenes. Those are really cool. But Bailey is just like this. She's probably seen the Clone Wars a billion times, rewatches all the movies, rewatches all the series, is just like this diehard fan. And I just love experiencing that with you. I love Star Wars, but just not as much as you, unfortunately. I wish I did, but holy heck, you're a nerd.
She is a nerd.
Nerd.
It's funny because I'll be a nerd about that till the day I freaking die. It's awesome. It's so fun.
We so often talk about how, like, beautiful and graceful Bailey is and, like, all these wonderful things, which is all true. But she is, I'm pretty nerdy. But in a lot of ways, she's probably the nerdiest of any of us. Mm. But not in, like, a, like, you know, nerdy way.
A what? So sorry.
Nerdy way.
It's really funny because no one saw
it. Everyone just only hears the snip.
Everyone just hears the snip.
but like, yeah, we've talked about when she loves somebody, she loves them. That tracks for
things.
Movies and series
and
as
fandoms.
Well.
Yes.
And like when she loves Marvel, mm-hmm. she loves it. And if she loves Star Wars, then she loves it. And she is all in. She's passionate. Bailey's just a passionate person. Yes. She's passionate about life. She's passionate about people. And she's passionate about ice cream.
Yes.
Yeah.
Last summer, we went to Bridal Veil Falls. Bailey and I hiked up. And we had a freaking Star Wars fight up at the top of Bridal Veil Falls. We just found these two sticks. Yeah. And we just fought each other with... What fight scene did we do?
Oh my gosh. We recreated a fight scene?
We did the one from... Revenge of the Sith.
It was like the one. Do it.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it was the one. Oh, maybe we did.
I think that's the one that we did.
The one with Dooku where he...
Yep. I think...
I thought we did the one at the very end of the third one.
Was it Luke, I am your father?
No.
Oh, I have the higher remember. Ground.
Yeah, I have the high ground.
Oh, that is what it was. That is. My bad.
Don't try it.
You were a brother to me.
It's... I love those things. I just find things
nerds.
That I love and I just love, I love them. And I'll rewatch them all the time.
Bailey loves
anything.
Love.
Mm-hmm. I also think
love is so cool.
Yeah. Bailey, your work ethic is astounding and exhausting to watch.
Out of this world.
Bailey works like 30 hours a week ish and a night shift. Mm-hmm. She does full time school. And I remember you were doing an internship at the same mm-hmm.
all
time.
All at once.
And yet she's still occasionally would make time for us.
She makes time for us. She makes time
for her
church,
family.
For her family.
Mm-hmm.
While she's still like struggling on mm-hmm. in everything she has to do.
Yeah.
Not even struggling. Just like doing it all gracefully.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes struggle, but it's fine.
Lies.
Lies.
We all struggle, let's be honest here.
It's true. You guys are so sweet. I love you.
We love you.
We love you too, Bailey. Mm. Bailey, we love you. Bailey.
You also
have a lot of patience with us.
Yeah.
Amen.
We're thinking the same thing.
It is my pleasure. I love it. You try my patience. So.
I know that we do.
Yes, we for sure try Bailey's patience.
But
and she is so gracious to put
so
up with us.
I've so much patience.
Yeah, she can.
I think that's something the Lord has blessed me with. I'm just kidding.
It's
no, you
true.
Guys are so awesome,
it's
though.
It's true.
So I don't have any issue with it. Anyway.
Well, anything else? I mean, we've affirmed. We've all been affirmed and we've done a lot of affirming.
How do you guys feel after
affirmed.
After affirming each other or being affirmed? How do you feel?
I feel
Angela?
Warm. It's very toasty in this room.
Okay.
Do you feel warm in your soul?
Yes, that too.
We have to turn off the AC when we record because you can hear it. otherwise.
It just sounds like,
and we're trapped in this we're trapped in this little tiny room.
We're trapped.
It gets so hot. We are all sweating.
Please find us and set us free.
I can see the sweat beating on Angela's forehead. If I were to lift up my arms right now, you'd see the piss stains.
Oh my gosh.
That's why I'm wearing my sweatshirt still.
Girl. It's hot, guys. Gosh, it's hot. So I think that we're going to wrap this episode up. But thank you all so much for listening and for being here with us. And I want to thank my friends for being really amazing. I really love you guys, and I'm super grateful for you.
Our challenge to you guys is to affirm your other friends or your family, anyone who you feel like needs it.
Yeah, affirmations are good. Yes.
And if you want us to affirm you, then
leave us a review.
I wish it were more normal to like ask for affirmation because like we all need it. So like if you're feeling down, just like, hey, can you tell me something good about myself? Because I just am not feeling it right now. Yeah. Would be so cool if like the world just normalized that. Like, yeah, you're just like such an amazing friend. Yeah. It's like, thanks. I really need to hear something positive. Mm-hmm. So maybe let's normalize that. So is that too weird?
Ask for affirmations and give affirmations. It is good for your soul.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Yes. Love you guys.
All right. Well, I think that our time is up. I think we'll be signing off with that. So until next time.
Oh, wow. That was a magical sound.
Da-dink. Bye.